And perhaps just on this note, we have a couple of, you mentioned tropical territories, and also but also imaginaries to some extent, and also Singapore thinking of itself or marketing as itself as a garden city, going back to maybe a British model that accompanied it, and we were also talking in the workshop about this about Christchurch and with our colleagues Brian Hale and Alison Vogelaar, who were talking about the Botanic Garden in New Zealand, which was basically a colonial, that's the way they put it, a garden that catered for Western species and not the, there's an important botanic garden as well in Singapore, and it's thinking of itself as a garden city, or as you said, as
a city, the, in the garden.
A city in the garden. Have you, there's a point that this is the ultimate artificial possibility that's there, but it's channeling all these resources to to put itself as a, I don't know how to put it, like ecologically, it's not the way I want to put it, ecologically friendly site, but in fact is, has very, kind of, is putting a sudden very serious weight on sort of sustainable economies. Is that something that you've considered in your research or that you've touched upon?
I did indeed. I was invited by the government to give a talk. They have this format of sort of public, no, not public talk, talks for all the departments of the government, and they invite different people from different backgrounds to speak, and I was invited to present my practice and also my research I did in Singapore, and I was talking about this first of all this kind of shift from horizontality to verticality, and then also the how you can actually make a city more sustainable, and how sort of artistic practices could help doing this. And I have to say, I have a little bit of a background through the institute. I work at the Institute of Natural Resource Sciences. I work together with urban ecologists, and we do building green roofs and sustainable green roofs in different places in Switzerland, in London, and these places. So I was talking about how artists and ecologists can sort of work together to create a more sustainable city. And Singapore has this history of the city, the garden city, or the city in a garden. And this is a very much colonial concept of the botanical garden. I guess it's in its essence a very colonial thing, you know, where you go to a foreign place and you collect material and you present and display it. So yeah, they have a huge agenda on making Singapore different from, you know, from Jakarta and from Kuala Lumpur. There are this kind of congested, very dirty, polluted Asian cities to kind of create this huge sort of tropical garden that pleases the eye, that that sort of fulfills this idea of the tropics, and even though there's no access to the water. And they have created this scheme, it's called Lush, and it gives incentives to builders to green the buildings with green facades, or so they create all these sky gardens. And it looks very pretty because the city is indeed extremely green. You, wherever you are, wherever you look, everything is green. But it's a highly manicured nature. It's not biodiverse at all. It's really, it's made for for just the human species and not for anyone else. Mm. You know, no one provides habitat for insects and birds and things like that. So, yeah, it appears as this lush botanical, kind of this lush green paradise, but it's just the image of it. Yeah.